This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be such a Mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and it will be discussed all over the world. He was speaking at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayagraj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025, which will officially start from the 13th of January next year and will continue till 26th of February. On the occasion, he launched development projects worth around 6,670 crore rupees, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new history will be created on the sacred land of Prayagraj during Mahakumbh, which is a rare event symbolizing the power of collectiveness and ending every kind of inequality where it is based on caste or class. It also represents the true value of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat and guides the nation. The Prime Minister also launched the Kumbh Sahayak chatbot that provides details to give guidance and updates on the events to devotees on the Mahakumbh Mela 2025. He said that this Kumbh will be remembered for the Sangam of Technology and Artificial Intelligence. The Lok Sabha began a two-day special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Indian Constitution paves the way for nation-building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life." He said the Constitution is an expression of the country's civilizational values. The minister said the Constitution created by the Constituent Assembly was not just an official document, but it was an expression of the will of the people. In a veiled attack on the opposition, Congress, Mr. Singh said, the Constitution is not a contribution of any single party, but an unparalleled transformative document aligned with values of India. Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Wadra of Congress said, the Constitution is the safety armor to keep the citizens safe. She said it is the armor to justice, unity and the right to express. Ms. Wadra accused that the ruling side have made attempts to break this safety armor. She alleged that through lateral entry and privatization, the government is trying to weaken reservation. Participating in the debate, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said, Constitution is the soul of democracy. He said the House is again discussing the Constitution after 75 years. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following the heated exchange of words between Treasury and opposition members on the issue of no confidence motion against the chairman, Jagdeep Dhankar. The motion had been brought by Congress-led opposition. Mr. Dhankar informed the House that the House should reflect as to how many notices were received in the last 30 years against the chair and also during his tenure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that it is the expectation of India that Bangladesh in its own interest will take measures so that the minorities are safe in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Jaishankar said the treatment meted and the multiple attacks on minorities in Bangladesh has been a matter of concern and India has drawn its concern to the attention of the authorities in Bangladesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need to scale up defense and security cooperation with the UAE for mutual benefit. In his opening remarks at the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said that India and the UAE share a common interest in preserving and promoting the stability, security and prosperity of their regions. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the completed parts of the Delhi-Dehradun Expressway in around 15 to 20 days, which will help reduce the distance between both the cities to 2.5 hours. Telugu star Allu Arjun has been detained by the Hyderabad police in connection with a tragic stampede at the premiere of his film Pushpa 2. Mumbai Indians have appointed Carl Hopkinson as their new fielding coach ahead of the IPL 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.